Do you know the heart of a shepherd that seeks the lost sheep? Luke, chapter 15, verses 3-7. Let us turn to a book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 3-7. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep, and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country, and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. This is what happened in another church. Before a pastor started his sermon, an old gentleman came up on the stage. And this gentleman asked whether he could say words of greeting to the congregation. But instead of sharing words of greeting, he told the story and went down the stage. The story was like this. A man had a son, and one day this man's son and son's friend were playing in the sea and they were drowned in water. When they were drowned, the father saw what had happened. But there was only one life jacket in this time of critical need. He could only save one person. In his mind, there were a lot of thoughts. Should I throw this life jacket to my only son? Or to save my son's friend, should I kill my only son? At that moment, this thought came up in his mind. My son is a child of God. He believes in Jesus. Even he dies, I can still meet him in heaven. But my son's friend is not a Christian. If he dies, he will go to the hell forever. The father held the life jacket, called the name of his son. My son, I love you. Do you not know well how much I love you? I love you. After that, he threw the only life jacket to son's friend. His son died. And his son's friend was alive. To save us, God gave his only son Jesus to die. That way, God made us to live. The old gentleman said this and went down the stage. After the sermon, young people came up to this gentleman and asked him, "That story that you shared was a heart-piercing, touching story. But theoretically, we could say that this is possible, but in reality, when you are in this situation, would this really be possible?" They questioned him. The old gentleman answered them, "My son's friend is your church pastor, that is now on the stage right now. The young pastor that preached the sermon today was my son's friend at the time. And the son that died in the sea at the time is my son." That is right. God gave his only son to save us. This is the love of God. Love of God is love that cannot be calculated. The people of the early church realized about this love of God. They even gave their lives and lived by faith for God. So Paul said, "I am a person indebted to the gospel. I have received so much because of the gospel." A church deacon that runs his own business shared his story. Right now, the business is going well, but at some point, the business went bankrupt. A lot of people came to him and asked for money. They demanded him for money every single day, and he could not come home because of this. So he tried to get away from them. Till he pays all the debt back to these people, he had to put up with the pain and the heavy burden. We must pay the debt for sure. We are the people that are indebted to Christ. The Lord paid his blood to give us life. Romans, chapter 1, verse 14 says, "I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish." How could we pay all the debt? Sharing the gospel is the way to pay the debt. The Lord paid the price by his blood to give us life. So Paul said in Romans, chapter 1, verse 16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile." He also said that the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men, who suppress the truth by their wickedness. If he does not share the gospel, he feels that God would not be pleased with it. The gospel is the Lord. The Lord came to this earth to save the lives, and after he rose again, the first word he shared was, "Go to all nations and preach the good news to all the people." With the blood Jesus Christ shed, we have been saved. We have been told to preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. We need to get out there to save the other soul. It is because, only in him, there is a true comfort, peace, and happiness. When we come back to the God, there is a way in life, the answer and protection. In God, there is a true rest. If you left from God and are wandering around, you need to come back to God again as soon as possible. In Luke, chapter 15, there are three kinds of parables that seek the lost things. The first one is the scene of the shepherd that seeks the lost sheep. The second one is the scene of the woman that seeks her lost drachmas. The third one is the scene of the father that waits for his son that left home. The common thing in these three parables is actually the same. It shows the heart of God that seeks for the lost soul. In today's words, it shows us well about the love of God through the story that tells us about the heart of a shepherd that seeks the lost sheep. The shepherd counts its number of sheep every single day. The shepherd is interested in his sheep. Verse 4 says, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep, and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country, and go after the lost sheep until he finds it?" Have a look at the heart of a shepherd that has found its lost sheep. He had 100 sheep, but how did he know that he had one lost sheep? It proves that he counted the number of sheep every single day. If he did not count the number of his sheep every single day, he would not have been able to discover that he is short of one sheep that day. Some pastor preaches that the shepherd is focused in one sheep, but no, it is not true. Because the shepherd counted the number of his sheep every single day, one by one, until he got 100 sheep, because he cared so much about his sheep, he was able to find his one lost sheep in the end. This shows about the caring heart of a shepherd. If the shepherd was not interested in his sheep, he would have found out a few days later that he actually did not have his one sheep then. If it was the case, then that one lost sheep could have been possibly eaten by other animals. The most important mission that a shepherd has is being interested in its sheep. Being interested in it is love. It is the same at church. The people that are interested in the ministry they are in, the people that are responsible for what they have been assigned to, whether they are serving at church as Sunday school teachers, or small group leaders, or the group pod leaders, or ministry group leaders, they expand and have revival in a healthy way. The Sunday school teachers, small group leaders, and the group pod leaders that call their members' names every day, when they pray for them, that phone them, that visits them in person, see the growth in their groups, and that multiply in number. Being uninterested in something is the scariest thing. We have 3,991 people registered in our church roll system. When I sit in my office, I have a list of the ministry leaders' names right in front of me. Whenever I have time, I read their names out. I remember almost everyone's names. I have been told that I have a good memory. But it is not that. It is simply because I am interested in the people of our church. If I say to my associate pastors, "Oh, I cannot see this and this person at church," then the associate pastors then check and they panic. Being interested in is important. In a family setting as well, being uninterested in each other makes the children to go sidetracked. If parents are not caring enough for their children tend to go off the track. When the society is not interested in people, this makes the society to be in chaos. When we are not interested in faith, this makes us to be spiritually ill. There was this incident in the Bible. When Jesus was young, he came to Jerusalem with his parents. On the way back, after a day, the parents of Jesus realized that Jesus was not with them. His parents went back to find their son Jesus, and after 3 days of searching, they eventually found their lost son Jesus. They lost the track of their lost son in a day, but it took them 3 days to find him at last. It is easy to forget and lose about the grace, but to restore this, it is so hard, as it takes multiple times to restore. We need to learn from this and take it as a mirror. The parents of Jesus were on a journey with Jesus that would take them one day to travel. When they were on their journey, they simply thought that their son Jesus would be there with them. They did not pay a careful attention to their son Jesus. We need to have the same mission mindset as of a shepherd that counts the number of the sheep that belongs to him every single day. The shepherd that lost its sheep did its best to locate its lost sheep. Verse 4 says, "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it?" Here it says, "until he finds it." Yes, the shepherd goes after the lost sheep until he finds it. Whenever I go on the road outside, I see the banner that really catches my eyes. The same looking banner is up near every bus stop. The bus that goes from Junlong area to Dongdi Min area stops at these bus stops, and the banner can be seen at all of its stops. It has the same contents as well. "Please help me find Hai Ai Song." This is what this banner says. On the 13th of February, in 1999, Hai Ai Song was took a bus for the last time and got off in front of her house, but since then, for the last 16 years, she had been lost. Even though 16 years have passed, the father of this lost girl could not focus on living his life. He put the brochures on his car saying, "Please help me find Hai Ai Song." And he travels everywhere all over the country. At the time, this girl Hai Ai Song was in the second grade in Pyeongtaek Songtan High School. She was very bright and clever. She was always the first or the second in her entire school and grade. She even was given a scholarship from the Minister of Korean Government, and her father was so proud of his daughter. Father does not give up looking for his lost child. This father confessed that he would try to look for his lost child as long as he lives, and until he finds his child. We can learn from this the heart of a father that has lost his child, as well as the heart of a shepherd that has lost its sheep. What they have in common is that they did not give up. Until they look for them, they do not give up. The shepherd had 99 sheep in his care, but he climbed up the mountains, searched in the valleys, and looked for his one lost sheep. Actually, sheep are not so sensible animals. They cannot protect themselves with their own might. They are unable to get away from their enemies and on their own, and they are not able to find a way. They must need the protection of a shepherd. If a shepherd gives up looking after a sheep, then the sheep would die. The shepherd knew about this very well, so he was unable to sleep well. Until he found this lost sheep, he searched everywhere. The Lord showed this story of a shepherd to let us know about the heart of the Lord that seeks for the lost souls. Do not give up easily when you face some opposition, rejections, when you share the gospel to your families. As long as the Lord does not give up, let us not give up. Have a look at joy of a shepherd that has found the lost sheep. Verses 5-6 say, "And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.'" He was full of joy. He even carried his sheep on his shoulders. The shepherd that found his lost sheep was carrying the heavy sheep on his shoulders, but did not know that it was heavy. It was because he was so glad and full of joy. The parents that bring up their children do not know that it is an exhausting thing to do. Parents do not feel it that way. It is because the parents dearly love their children. My parents had 6 children. I asked my mother, "How did you raise such many children? I thought you were all too lovely, so I never thought it was a hard job when I brought you up." That is right. When you bring a soul to the Lord, do you know how joyful you are? All the toil and hard work are forgotten. Only the people that have experience in bringing a soul to the Lord it will know what I am talking about. Let us go out to seek the lost sheep. The Lord said there are a lot of harvests to reap, but there are not many workers out there to be able to do the work. When we pray and seek the lost souls, God will allow us to meet the souls to be saved. He allowed Paul to meet Lydia. He allowed Philip to meet Ethiopian eunuch that was seeking a satisfaction in its soul. Let us not miss the opportunity. We do not have a lot of chances. If we let go of a chance, we will regret it. There was a boy that went to the school that waived the school fees for the underprivileged. Because his family was not well off, they sent him to the school. This boy had to stay in the school dormitory, but he did not have money to spend. His family was too poor, and his mother was a disabled person with her hand handicap. One night, his mother came to see him in his school dormitory. The son was so ashamed of his mother, and asked her, "Why did you come?" and he was angry at her. His mother passed on to him a 10,000 won note, which has been folded and folded again. The son was embarrassed about his mother's hand, so he shut the door and got into his room. This son later got into a crime and was jailed in prison. He had handcuffs on his wrists. When his mother saw him like that, she wept so hard. The son then realized how wrong he was and apologized to his mother. "Mother, I am sorry, please wait a bit more. After I get out from here, I will work hard and I will be your proud son." "Okay, son, I will wait for you. Even it takes a long time, I will be waiting for you." After he got out of the jail, to keep his promise he made to his mother, until he got some money saved, he did not go to his mother even when it was holiday. Like that, 3 years have passed, and on the day just before the New Year's holiday, he prepared his gift for his mother. But that day, he received a call from his younger brother. His brother said to him, "Mother waited for you every single day, and trusted that you will save some money to spoil her. She was on the street and suddenly, because of the car accident, she passed away." He held the present tight that he prepared to give to her that day, and he cried out endlessly. I saw the writing that he wrote. "Mother, why could not you wait one more day? One more day, why could you not wait for me?" The son was regretting so much, and I could feel how much he missed his mother. I also could not help crying as well. That son regretted so much for not being able to serve his mother well. He just wept continuously. Regret and chance are two very different things. I hope you will not miss the chance, not the regret. Life is not about regretting. It is the same for saving the souls. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to be like the shepherd that counts the number of the sheep every single day. Every day, we need to count the number and pray for our sheep that has been assigned to us, phone them to send our love to them, and take care of them by visiting them in person. The scene of the shepherd that does not give up in searching for the one lost sheep is just like what the heart of our Lord is like. For our families, for our neighbors, let us spread the good news, and do not give up while doing that. As long as the Lord does not give up, we should not give up in searching for them. We have decided to set a period to search for the lost souls. From October till the 25th of December, one person is to lead one soul to the Lord. Let us look around us. Neighbors that we meet often, in the places that we go often, let us build the relationships with the souls that we will share the gospel to. Spreading the gospel and saving souls is the thing that the Lord is most pleased with. When people shared the gospel, the Lord gave them the ability as well. He will also give you rewards. This is the way that the people would be able to live. Let us not be the audience. Let us not be the people that are not interested. If we have time to share for 5 minutes with others, I hope you will get to grab the opportunity to share the gospel about the life that Jesus gives. We are the people that have been indebted. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.